We're suing the National News Media Council for anti-white racial discrimination, and we got them on audio record lying to us, and we're using that against them in court. Here are the details. Following the storming of the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th, 2021, the Toronto Star published a series of articles blaming the events of the day on white people. Let it be remembered that it was white people who were allowed to breach the U.S. Capitol, white people who broke the building's glass windows, white people who laid violent siege to the seat of American democracy, white people whose attacks led to Vice President Mike Pence being evacuated, and white people's violence that put the Senate and House chambers on lockdown. The articles made a number of statements which incite hatred towards white people, such as that it is a fundamental truth in America that the direction of violence has always flowed from white to black and all the shades in between. In response to those three articles, we turned to an organization called the National News Media Council. The National News Media Council is a Canadian media oversight board which adjudicates complaints about uncorrected factual errors or hateful language. So if you see something written in Canadian media which is factually untrue or uses hateful language, you can file a complaint with the National News Media Council. However, when we filed our complaint about hateful language towards white people, the National News Media Council refused to receive it. Kara Sabatini, the National News Media Council's Director of Dispute Resolution, informed us that our complaint had been rejected and asserted that, generally speaking, the National News Media Council will not consider a complaint about opinion writing, except in the case of an error of fact. Except in the case of an error of fact. The council's website clearly states in multiple places that they adjudicate complaints of errors of fact, but also complaints about hate speech, racism, or material likely to encourage discrimination. They also list their previous hate speech cases. For example, in a 2017 complaint against the Toronto Sun, the National News Media Council described itself writing that the council does not generally consider complaints about opinion articles or letters, but may do so in the case of errors of fact or in cases where the language becomes hateful or unnecessarily hurtful. Kara Sabatini was not being accurate when she described the council as dealing with opinion articles only in the case of an error of fact. They also deal with complaints of hate speech. Sabatini wasn't trying to misrepresent the council's mandate in order to avoid receiving our complaint, was she? So we wrote back to the council and we pointed out this discrepancy. We informed them that if they didn't do their job, then we would sue them for racial discrimination. We directed our letter to the chair of the council, whose name is John Fraser. Fraser is a renowned Canadian journalist. He's the winner of the Order of Canada. He's also a former professor at the University of Toronto, where he was also the former master of Massey College. After multiple exchanges with Fraser, he suggested that we sit down for coffee in order to talk things out. And I agreed. Fraser and I met in the courtyard of Massey College, which is near Bloor and Spadina on the campus of the University of Toronto. Fraser and I spoke for about an hour. Ultimately, he assured me that because we had had that lunch, he would instruct the National News Media Council to do a proper review of our initial complaint. He then gave me a tour of the college. We shook hands and I left on what felt like good terms. However, weeks later, I followed up with Fraser via email, asking if he had yet had the opportunity to do what he said he would do. And he wrote back to me saying that, "I think there may have been a misunderstanding. I said that I personally would look again at your complaint and the National News Media Council's decision. I didn't say that the National News Media Council as an institution would." I expected that Fraser would try to lie to me. That's why I audio recorded the conversation.
So yeah, we're like, all right, this is clear, like we're being dismissed, and it feels like it's because of ideas about white people's position in society, or, you know, race is clearly a factor in why we're being dismissed. And that's the condition to meet for a racial discrimination case.
Fraser did not say that he personally would look again at the complaint. He said, we'll go over the initial complaint and I'll make an issue that it be looked at again. So we've now filed suit against the National News Media Council for anti-white racial discrimination. We allege that the National News Media Council refused to receive our complaint about hateful language because the target of that hateful language was white people. We allege that they tried to obscure their discriminatory conduct by deliberately omitting the hate speech component in their description of their mandate. We allege that at that meeting at U of T, Fraser agreed that the National News Media Council would review our initial complaint, but then not only did he break that promise, but he denied ever having made it. The case is now approaching the end of the preliminary process, and we'll update you on what happens next. If you'd like to help cover the costs of our efforts and legal fees, you can find more information at swciv.com/donate.